From the News Center, a news focus.
A teenager from Italy was among those waiting for school to resume in the Bloomsburg district, but Eleonora Mangani has returned home to pandemic-stricken Italy. We were able to talk with her before she departed about why she wanted to be an exchange student.
Because I wanted to learn English better, and I wanted to come here for like change a little bit, like to do something different. I came here honestly with like an open mind.
The high schooler shared her experiences and insights with us.
I'm from Sicily, that is in Italy, and I live in a big city, Catania. In Italy, I'm a senior, and here I'm a junior. I will just skip this year and I will go to the last year.
And they attend school from September to June, but on Saturdays as well, although only until 1 p.m. daily. We have heard about the healthier Mediterranean-style diet, and she does notice the differences.
We have a lot of good stuff, but it's not that, like, fat. It's, like, more healthy and is fresh food.
She does enjoy our brownies, though. And for those restaurants we call Italian, even the ones run by Italians are really Americanized, she says.
So, like, they put, like, Italian in front of every word.
What are her thoughts on politics in a country known for a level of confusion in that arena?
It's very complicated. Honestly, I don't follow politics.
Eleonora said there are always people out and about, at least in the non-pandemic times, and that she feels safe in her city. She does offer kudos for the U.S. in a couple of areas.
Like, here is very, like, clean, the street and everything. They, like, you take more care about the environment, and you are, like, also more organized. In the school, they are using, instead of, like, a plastic bottle of water, they use, like, thermos.
Eleonora says she might like to be a lawyer someday. Eleonora had been here since last summer, but decided to head home because of the concerns for her family in Italy. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.